各位菩萨，大家好。阿弥
Good
陀
morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
佛。我们今天是最后一堂，无论如何一定要把它讲完了。
This is the last talk on this verse, and no matter what, we have to finish it.
所以我们今天是第19次嘛，那讲了好像3年的样子，2012年。1月8号讲的，
This is the 19th talk on this topic, and we started on January 8th, 2012. Span over the past few years.
那总共今天是第19次其实次数并没有比师傅多但是跟人家讲的时候，我这个是什么奥义脱边
Well, so this is the 19th time, and even though I haven't exceeded the number of times that Shifu talked about it, but people have been telling me that this is actually not such a great show, but you're dragging it on and on.
奥义脱边就是什么？就是在演那个戏，其实也没什么可以看到，但是需要打广告嘛，所以就4集把它变成20集这样子。
There's an explanation of the particular phrase, meaning a show is really not that great, but because you have to sell the commercial, so you drag it on from 4 episodes to like 20 episodes. You just keep dragging it on and on.
庄严道场啊，庄严道场也有功德哈。
People are saying that we're only here to adorn the temple. And Fa Shi said that you still accumulate merits by doing so.
我之前不知道跟谁讲说，庄严功德、庄严道场的功德比你听到的功德还大。
Some people even say that the fact that you're here to adorn the temple, the merit you have accumulated might even be bigger than listening to the talk, meaning that you didn't really get that much from it.
因为你听得懂，那是因为你听得懂，所以你来听嘛。那庄严道长是听不懂，但是他也来听，他就比较调整他的心态，否则他很难过。
So, if you had understood what I was talking about, and then you come to attend to the talk, that means you have understood it and benefited from it. But for those people who came to merely adorn the temple, it's difficult for them. They didn't understand the talk, but they still come to try to add participants to the talk, that means that they are actually already making adjustments to their own mentality, which will yield more merits.
因为我们一般人，我们一般人的经验是，你已经熟悉的、熟练的东西，你愿意去什么？愿意再去去什么？再去学习，然后就你熟悉的东西，可能深度或是广度增加。可对你不熟悉的人，很多人在学习的时候，其实是等于是你是从1年级开始，有些人是不太愿意的。那你庄严道场，其实它就有这种功能。
Generally speaking, for those people who are learning new materials, we tend to like to listen to talks based on whatever we already understood. So what we are doing is to deepen our understanding or broaden our understanding. And relatively, it's a little bit easier. But for those people who didn't quite understand the talk but still come, it's as if they're learning brand new material as a first grader. So it's quite difficult, and usually people tend not like doing that as much.
你没看到那个小朋友生下来，其实他在他的经验上没有一个基础可以做比对，所以他什么东西都学，他可能都是不懂，但是他就什么就可以背下来。那我们大人是什么？选择性的学习。
So you can take a look at little children, little kids. They are born and they basically is a blank slate. They don't know anything. So they are willing to learn everything and they just soak it up like a sponge and they are able to memorize difficult text. But for adults, our learning becomes selective. We choose familiar topics that we want to learn more about. So it's no longer as open as children's learning.
所以我在就是跟一些我们就是成人啊哈，在分享的时候，我总说你要学习新的东西的时候，最好是像那个小孩子，你完全一无所知，那因为没有过去的经验做比对，所以你能够什么？你什么东西都接受。那假设你已经有了固定的东西，在做比对，你就会分析说这样做对吗？什么这样？那这样的话，其实新的东西进不来了。新的东西只是你旧有的基础在什么在吸收，不是完全什么无条件的吸收。
So this is how I share with some adult students, telling them that whenever you want to learn new materials, try to emulate the way children learn. Be open as a blank slate, and that way you will learn and be open and non-selective, soaking up everything that's there to be offered. But adults, our tendency is to be selective, and we use our pre-existing concepts to learn new materials, so it becomes a filter. So at best, what you learn is building upon this foundation instead of being open and learning everything that's available.
尤其像这一本就是《神威禅师的悟境》，我在讲座有讲过，说我是被师父强迫的啊。就是我不讲的话，那就你知道滚蛋了哈。我要讲其他书就不准我讲。那时候我记得我禅修的体验呢，还有一定的还蛮不错的体验呢。可是我回头过来讲这个部分的时候，其实完全不懂，就被逼上什么，逼上梁山呢。就是说，那只好讲了。我在讲两年的过程当中，我有两个地方在讲，一个是龙禅寺，一个是安和婚宴。两个地方讲的时候，我每次就讲一页而已。讲了两年哦，每次都不知道讲什么。常立华师是可以跟我证明，因为他那时候也是当时我的学生。
So at that time, 师父 entrusted me to give a teaching on the realm of awakening, commentary on Master Sheng Hui's illuminating the principle, this text of our talk. At that time, I really didn't want to teach about this text because I knew very little about it. I had some experience with meditation, but I knew very, very little about this text. And so over the span of 2 years, I would cover one page in each talk at two separate branches. One is Nongchan Temple, the other one is a separate branch, Anhe Fenyuan. I didn't really know what I was talking about very much at that time, but I was forced to do it. Otherwise, I would have to leave the place, leave the temple. In fact, 常地法师 can testify what a difficult track it had been for me initially to teach this text.
所以很感谢那时候师父就强迫我哈，因为也要感谢我的善根，我愿意被师父强迫。
So I'm very grateful that 师父 had forced me back then. Meanwhile, I'm also thankful of my own facilitative good roots that I had the disposition of willing to be forced to be pushed onto this path.
因为这个神威禅师的悟境里面的理论架构，还有那个修行的方法，跟我原先学的完全什么，完全不一样。
The reason why it was so difficult was because the structure of this text, as well as the methods that's being taught in this text, is drastically different than everything that I've learned in the past. That's why it was so difficult.
就是因为这个是跟你的经验完全不一样的，所以你第一个你听不懂，第二个里面有那种非常就什么 open mind 的哈。来接受的，你是听不下去的。那可能你听得懂的是，其实是你是听不懂的。
So, the reason why this text was difficult is because, also for you to understand is because, first you didn't have an experience to anchor the understanding, the material, of which you are listening to, and two, usually you lack this openness to just absorb everything, soak up everything, and you are constantly making judgments, which makes it difficult to understand. So even if you feel that you've understood, perhaps sometimes you don't quite understand as much as you thought.
譬如说，训了妈妈不是妈妈，对不对？这一个，有些人是弄了三年才听懂。
So for instance, the metaphor I kept using, the mother in your mind is not the real mother. Some people have been listening to this for 3 years and finally starting to grasp the concept.
还有坐在这边的那个你不是你。
Similarly, another metaphor, the person that's sitting here, the you that's sitting here is not the real you.
你们相信吗？
Do you believe it?
至少这些话你听得懂吗？对不对？
At least, maybe you are beginning to understand the words of what I'm saying.
可是跟你的经验上就是完全是什么天言什么，是天言地北还是什么南言什么
南言北
辙是吗？
So even if you're able to understand the meaning of the words, but the concept that it embodies is drastically, totally different from your actual experience of daily life.
那禅宗像禅宗的祖师他跟你互动的时候就要让你体验到你坐在这个是这个现在坐在这个地方那个不是你他也不讲道理他就是让你去体验
So, but on the other hand, the past patriarchs, the masters, when they expound on these teachings, what they do is they use various means to make you realizeThey don't even talk about the teaching, the principles, whatever. They just make you realize on the very spot that the person that's sitting here is not you. They make you understand the concept experientially.
还有就是要讲明一点，就是说，真正的你是那个无形无相，那具有什么见闻皆知功能的那一颗心才是你。那相既是你又不是你，那这个都是跟我们的什么？平常的经验完全是什么？完全不一样的一个理论，或者说一个讲法。
So to make it plainer, is that the real you is the it doesn't embody any characteristics or any forms. Yet at the same time, the real you actually has the ability to be aware and to illuminate. But the form that we exhibit or we manifest it as, it's at the same time simultaneously you, but also not you. So this kind of concept is the complete polar opposite of our daily experience, which makes it difficult to understand.
还有就是，他们是任何时间都是不取向的，那我们是任何时间都在什么？都在取向。
Also similarly,For people who are enlightened, at any given time, they do not grasp selectively on any particular forms or concept. But versus for us, we do. At all times, we are grasping onto phenomenons and forms.
所以说，如果说我们要去抓去枪毙哈，他可以给你判你说你有十大罪状。
So if we're really going to be sentenced for our crimes, so-called crimes, that we are already committing all these things for.Erroneously.
譬如说这个身体不是你结果你认为是你那是第一个罪状
So for instance the first crime would be this body is not you but we perceive it as ourselves this is the first folly
第二个就是你所看到的种种的现象对不对全部都是你感知的现象结果你把它分成有一部分是我有一部分是外面那是第二个罪状哦
The second folly is whatever you perceive are merely a phenomenon that's perceived by the mind, illuminated by the mind. Yet, we erroneously separate it into the exterior, others, other phenomena versus this is mine. So this is our second folly.
那这可以把你枪毙了。枪毙是枪毙什么意思呢？我们有没有死气活来有没有把你的什么这个错误的分别心把它什么枪毙掉然后让那个什么正确的那个什么就是智慧法身什么活过来嘛对但是我们就是我们要抓你结果你跑掉了
So based on these, you can, metaphorically speaking, you can be sentenced to capital punishment. What we are trying to kill right now, we're trying to kill the mind that you have that's making all these distinctions and to revive your Dharma body, or Dharma understanding.
我记得我常常碰到哈，就是在那一个灰烬房间里面那些苍蝇啦，或者是蚊子啦，或者是什么，或是那个蝶哈，就是那个蝴蝶哈。你想要把它抓出去，让它活命哦，哇，它怕得要命，就是到处飞。就是我们是好心，结果它是认为你是坏人。
So, I don't know if you had this experience. Sometimes there will be butterflies or moths flying into the room, and you try to liberate it by catching it and bringing it out to the outdoor. But to these moths and butterflies, it puts them in the mode of panic. They think that you're trying to harm them, trying to capture them. So this is what the patriarchs are doing similarly.
我看只有那些就是说飞行能力比较差到最后他没有力气了以后才有办法帮助他。
Usually those moths or butterflies that actually benefited from my kindness of wanting to liberate them, are the ones that are kind of weaker. They are not as powerful. So they, after flying around so much, they lose strength. So they had to stop, and which allows me to actually take them outdoor.
所以跟大家分享，就说你上这个领域的观念跟方法，大概你就要准备个10年，就是说我有可能一段非常的时间都是听不懂的。
So, you need to be prepared if you are really interested wanting to learn about this. Be prepared that in the next 10, 20 some years, you may still be in limbo and not quite understand what's being taught. Allow this amount of time for you to absorb and understand. 10, 20 some years.
大概你会像读金刚经一样，就是说，诶，今天懂了以后，那过几天以后发觉前面的是什么？是错误的。然后是今天才懂的，然后之前你会一直发觉就是诶，之前的是不对的，今天才是对的，让你很高兴，高兴了几天以后又发觉什么，今天又是不对的。
So you may actually have this experience where you feel, oh, now finally I'm getting to a new level of understanding. Everything that I thought I understood before is actually wrong or not as good. And this is going to keep coming up. You're going to keep shedding old knowledge and keep gaining new understanding.And you may become thrilled one day that, oh, I reached another level of understanding. Yet a few days down the road, you're going to say, oh, you know, that wasn't quite it. So be prepared for this kind of shedding process.
所以我们读这个大概你要有这种，我想应该你们多少会听了一懂以后，说啊，终于对，终于懂了。可是感觉我又被什么，又被我否定了，被你要很清楚，就说什么，你在脱胎换骨的时候，总是要什么。有一段就是次第的，而且这种痛苦的那种叫什么转化。
So be prepared for this transformation, which may not be quite pleasant at times, where you feel that you finally understood a concept, and then you ask me about it, and I will say, nope, that's wrong. So it may happen over and over again. Just be prepared for it.
好，那我们现在开快车了哈。
Now we have to speed up and finish the rest of the text.
啊，就是能见闻皆知，见闻皆知而常空寂。
The verse says, true suchness is able to respond with seeing, hearing, cognition, and knowing. Although it can respond with seeing, hearing, cognition, and knowing, it is eternally empty and quiescent.
就是我们的真心具有见闻觉知的能力啊，就是真心跑到看叫做什么，见跑到听叫做什么，叫做闻，跑到就是去嗅东西或者是尝东西或是身体感觉叫做觉，那跑去思考或是去去想象那叫知，那就是统称就是我们心有这种功能，那这种功能，可是在这个见闻皆知的功能当中，它空寂，它是无形无相。
So our true mind exhibits the functions of hearing, seeing, and sensations and cognition. So basically, when the mind attends to sight, then it becomes seeing. It attends to stimuli of scent, it becomes smelling. Attends to sensations, it becomes feeling, bodily feeling or taste, so on and so forth. When the mind attends to concepts in your mind, to thinking, then it becomes cognition. So while the mind has ability to exhibit all these functions, it itself remains empty and quiescent.
那如果你知道这个东西是你的话，你就发觉其实你不会死，因为这种东西你经过无穷尽的未来，它这种能力永远不会什么变化，那无相的东西不会死。
And to know that the mind is eternally empty and quiescent, yet it has the ability at all time to exhibit all these functions, then you will realize that ultimately there's no such thing as dying. It's undying because throughout eternity that your mind has the ability to attend to all these various functions.
那如果你知道这个才是真正的你的话，那你就也没有就是说啊，我失败了，我成功了，失败了，成功了，失败的现象，成功的现象，对你来讲，都是属于现象。
So, if you understand this, then you will no longer be tripped up on things such as, oh, I've succeeded, or no, I've failed. Because you will know that success or failure, these are all phenomenons that the mind attends to.
我记得那个卡外亚哈，不是卡内基啦哈，卡内基叫人家就是说你在就是说要鼓励自己要去努力一个什么东西的时候，你要想象说，当你成功以后。然后你站在台上，然后台下的人，哦，用那个非常羡慕的眼光什么看你哈、哦，你要想象这一步，结果你的动力就来了。你不知道有没有上过这种课啊、哦？他们说你要想象说，哇，我站在台上，那大家哇，用这个非常崇拜的那种眼光看你的时候，那这时候你就有动力要努力了。我告诉你哈。哦台下崇拜你的那个是谁？那是你的妄念。台上那个也是你的妄念，用妄念来激起你的妄念的什么？这不需要啊，在这个不需要啊。
I don't know whether you have ever attended to talks, for instance, the Carnegie's ways, methods of approaching success, you know, or along the same line, motivational kind of teaching.Where they teach you to become successful, you have to motivate yourself by visualizing yourself becoming successful, standing on stage, looking at people, at the audience, and the audience looking at you with admiration and respect. So by visualizing that, you will generate the motivation to become successful. Let me tell you. Let me tell you that in that case, the audience down there, as well as the person standing on stage, these are merely illusions. These are all phenomena of your mind. So you're merely using phenomena to generate a phenomenal type of motivation for yourself. And when you realize what true mind is, none of these would be necessary.
那我们的动力是什么呢？我非常的努力，然后刚好要破除哈。很多人羡慕我，那我是什么很拽的那个东西，那个全部都是我的东西，我要破掉这种什么分别心，有没有一样，完全不一样哦。我还是很努力，结果有一批妄想在我身体外面的妄想在看我这个身体这个妄想了，我要看到这个全部都是什么，都是我的真心的显现。
So on the other hand, what we actually need to strive for is we need to strive to break this misconception and to learn that the direction of our striving should be toward understanding that the people looking at me, these are phenomena, my wandering thoughts, and the person that's standing here is also a phenomenon. And this is the interactions of phenomena. These are merely the manifestations, the functions of my mind. We should strive to see this, to experience this understanding instead.
你也可以用现在的历程来讲，就是你坐在现在，坐在这边，对不对？那你世俗的讲说，你的身体，你就坐在台下，那风光的是法师嘛，啊，法师很拽啊，对不对？但是呢，你在听的过程当中，你发觉法师是你，你也是你。
So you can actually start using it at this moment, right now, as you're sitting down there listening as an audience, to understand that the audience as well as the 法师 that's giving the talk, these are all you. These are all manifestations of your mind.
所以今天如果换上我说我现在到台下去，那你上来，那跟你坐在台下，那我上来，全部都是什么？都是你的心，像不一样而已。
So if we reverse exchange positions, you come up here and to start giving talks and feeling really good about it, and then I go down there become an audience. These are merely different forms, different phenomena. That's all.
也就是说，全部的相都是什么？都是你心中的东西，只是以世间的假名，这个色相是我，然后。你坐在那个椅子的摄像是你，那坐在这个摄像是法师，其实全部都是什么？都是你心中所明的相，对不对？是不是？听不懂了哈。
So these are all phenomena which are the manifestations of your true mind, except that in the worldly sense, the way we function every day, this physical form that you see right now, you call it 法师, and then your physical forms, you call it yourself.But these are all temporary terms. These are all merely phenomena that's being illuminated by your mind, manifestations of your own mind. Are you still following me?
就是你的心不要，我们用默照的，你心不要停留在任何现象、任何相当中，你就会发觉这个相全部是什么？所有相中的东西就相当于镜子里面的影像，全部是什么？都属于镜子的啊。
So if we apply the method of silent illumination, then with any of these forms, physical phenomena, your mind should not dwell on any one particular phenomenon. You illuminate them equally, universally. Then by doing so, you realize that all phenomena are part of the mind, the mirror, the great mirror of the mind.
因为你看，像我们的心啊，能够感知，可是它本身是空寂的嘛。如果你去抓其中一个相为你的话，那你就把你空寂的镜子的所显现的相当中，把相切割为有一部分的相是我，有一部分的相是别人。
The nature of the mind is intrinsically empty and quiescent. Yet if you grasp onto one particular phenomenon or one particular image of the mind, then you have separated into the external and the self.
所以我们在后面呢，空寂无相，寂寂无声，不被善恶所拘，不被境乱所摄。
Continuing with the verse, emptiness is free from characteristics, quiescence is the unborn. Do not be seized by conceptions of good or bad.Do not be subdued by stillness or chaos.
那空寂无相就是我们的心什么都没有，就是空寂，就是什么？但是它有什么？有见闻觉知的功能。那因为它什么都没有，所以它不会有生灭，就寂就不会有生灭。但是它可以显现什么？显现种种的现象。
So the nature of the mind is empty and quiescent, yet it has ability to illuminate any phenomena, all phenomena. Yet because it's empty and quiescent, the mind itself does not rise or perish. Yet it can reflect all phenomena.
因为你无形无相或是空，那就像舞台 它是空的，所以它可以让什么不同的角色、不同的演员上去演，但它永远保持什么空。
So another way to look at it is because the mind is free of characteristics, you can think of it as a stage, as an empty stage. Because the stage is empty, so it allows any characters to go on and perform and do their acts, but itself is remains empty.
啊，比如说这个男主角跑上台上去了，或是一个坏蛋跑上台上去了，那个舞台会不会说好兴奋啊，好生气？不会嘛，对不对？
So for instance, if a bad guy, antagonist, goes on stage and start acting, will the mind become excited or angered by it?
还有就是，男主角跑上去以后，然后接下来有一个好兴奋的主角跑上去，有没有听懂？有没有听懂？男主角跑上去，那你就跑出一个很兴奋的感觉，叫做好兴奋的男主角跑上去了，有没有听懂？
So if the male lead character goes on stage and that you give rise to the sensation of excitement, will the mind give rise to the sensation of excitement and creating an excited male lead running on stage? Is that going to happen?
好，我用世俗的话来讲好了啦。有个男生出现在你的面前，然后你就非常的兴奋。那我现在用讲说，有一个男主角的摄像跑到你空寂的舞台里面，这时候你空寂的舞台里面又产生一个很兴奋的像出来，很兴奋的像叫做男主角，很兴奋的男主角，有没有听懂？还是听不懂，听不懂就没办法了。
So let me use everyday language. Say a hot guy appears in front of you, and then you become very excited. So if you continue this analogy to the stage, the analogy of performance on stage, the male lead character comes on stage. So that's a phenomenon, and then you give rise to a phenomenon of excitement. So.Not without knowing that these are phenomena, then you sort of merge it. It becomes, oh, there's a very exciting male lead characters on stage, not knowing that they're merely phenomena that goes on stage.
那我们的心中你，男主角出去了，你就认为是个人，其实是个像。然后你的心中浮出一个很兴奋的感觉，其实也是一个像，结果你认为啊。好心动，对，你都会加一个我你，有没有？其实是像嘛，就是主角浮上舞台上去而已啊。
So then the male lead character exits the stage, and similarly the phenomena, the sensations of excitement also leaves the stage. We don't realize these are mere phenomena, and we keep thinking, oh, you know, that guy's so hot, I'm so excited, I need to chase after him. We didn't realize these are all merely phenomena that comes on and off the stage.
还是刚才那个例子，有男主角上去了以后，然后你很兴奋啊，你的空心会不会变成很兴奋？
And then we continue this misunderstanding, and we attach the word I become very excited.So, continuing that analogy, the guy goes on stage, there's a phenomenon of the guy, and then there's a phenomenon of excitement. Does your true nature actually get excited?
你兴奋的一天，是你兴奋的像出现一千次，还是你空寂的心兴奋的一天？
So, if you're excited by this guy for a whole day, is it because this...phenomenon of excitement keeps rising and perished 1,000 times throughout the day? Or is it because your true nature had become excited for the whole day?
有没有？你知道，其实话它就是像，有没有？就是你像一直兴奋的像啊，你可能就是什么边走，然后就是神情洋洋，那都是像嘛。但是你它、啊、这个像可以持续一天而已啊，可是你的空性还是什么？还是空性啊？
So you realize that these are the excitement is merely a phenomenon that arises and perish, you may be walking around and suddenly you thought of the sky, you became excited and, you know, all happy about it. But these are phenomenons, and maybe you can sustain it for one day or for a short period of time, but your true nature is everlasting. It doesn't change.
就像那男明星那什么演员在台上讲的，哇，风光的什么两个小时，那回去以后，哇，他们非常落寞，这是一般人所讲的嘛。其实回去的时候，空性有没有落寞？没有啊，空性就让落寞的演员跑到你的舞台上去而已啊。
So like for performance, usually they are on stage and put on a show.Feeling really grand for 2 hours, and afterwards, once they get off stage, they may feel kind of lonesome and being neglected. So, is there really the someone's feeling lonely, someone's feeling neglected? No, it's merely the phenomenon of feeling lonely that come on stage and would exit as well.
你在台上很风光，拿回家很落寞，到底是？是你自己刻意把落寞两个凑起来的，还是他一定会落寞
？So, if you feel grand on stage and feeling lonely afterwards, do you necessarily have to feel lonesome and let down, or is it because you yourself have actually string the two together, make it a consequential thing? Do you have a choice?
其实刚才那种很幸福的感觉没有了，那你。你希望他再出来，他不出来，你可以自己想象啊，我还在什么，还在跟着前面一堆什么换人这边在跳，还是可以啊。
So, if you felt grand and excited on stage, and after getting off stage, starting to feel lonely, you can actually reenact the whole thing and trigger, excite yourself again by imagining there's all these fans down there cheering for you.You can create this phenomenon for yourself.
就是你的内心的舞台上产生兴奋，舞台不会变成兴奋。然后你落寞，舞台会不会变成落寞？都不会的。
So when you have the feeling of excitement, does the stage get excited? The stage doesn't become excited. Your true mind doesn't get excited.When you feel lonely or let down after the performance, does your true mind change and become lonely? No, the true mind stays the same. It doesn't become lonely. It's merely phenomena come and go on the stage.
所以你可以在兴奋的现象当中，然后刹那间变成什么？变成很平静，因为什么？这个舞台永远是什么？永远是空的，可以让你，让你选择不同的什么男女主角上台去的。
So because the intrinsic nature of the stage is empty, so you actually have the choice in the moment of excitement, that the very next instant to change to calm and peacefulness. So.So basically, it's the stage, and you can decide which character goes on stage.
后面有一个不被境乱所摄啊，就是舞台都是一些什么，男女主角乱七八糟的，或者说舞台什么剩下一个很整齐的，那舞台不会因为这样而静而乱。
So the Similarly, the verse that says, do not be seduced by stillness or chaos. It means the same thing, where the stage, you can have all these actors and actresses on stage and be in a state of chaos, or it could be after the show, everything is put back and it's organized. The stage itself remains the same, it doesn't change.
那么一般我们晨修或者怎么样的，可能要心灵静的时候往往要把什么乱的东西什么转化为平静，对不对？可是人家比较厉害的人就是什么，在乱当中早就有平静了。
So usually when we talk about cultivation or practice, we try to transform and change the phenomenon of chaos and scatteredness into orderliness or peace and tranquility.We try to go through this process of changing it. But for people who are really attained and who are very skillful, within chaos, they can already find quiescence and tranquility.
所以大家也可以试哈，你可以用非常平静的心，然后讲很兴奋的话。
So you can practice, give this a try. Try to tell a story very excitedly, but remain calm and peaceful about it. Use a calm mind to tell an exciting story.
你不会要练啊。要练习啦。
Oh, if you don't know how to do it, then you have to practice. Try to make it work.
有啊，师父，师父可以，他可以跟着我们的笑，但是他如果太什么，太失控哈，他就没办法迅速转，所以他有时候大家笑的时候，他也这样，那你要笑的什么，有点跟大家不会太什么，差异太大。这样的话才能过什么？有点像太极拳嘛，他拳踢出去了，但是他永远是保持什么？重心永远保持什么？保持平稳的，不是整个跳下去都要摔不回来了，有没有
？So, 师父 is actually able to do it. So when people are laughing, he laughs too, but he doesn't go all the way to extreme. He's always able to pull back and return to the state that's not extreme. So this is similar to when you're practicing Tai Chi. When you punch out, you never go to the extreme. You never exhaust all your strength and balance. You always remain well balanced where you can pull back and defend yourself again.
所以你在心乱的时候，你可以不需要把那个乱的现象就是消除，而在乱的现象看到你那颗不乱不净的心的那个性。
So you can give this a try. When in the state of chaos, you don't have to change the state of chaos, the feeling of chaos. Instead, you should try to find the true mind that's neither chaotic nor tranquil amidst of state of chaos.
也就是说，原先你是乱当中，你是起乱的相嘛？那现在我要静的时候，你又要起，你起静的相，对不对？这是一般人的操作方法。可这边的话是在乱当中，然后你不起乱相，也不起静相，你就发觉乱相当中它的本质是什么？是空寂、不乱、不静的性。
So usually in chaos, in the state of chaos, what we try to do generally is that we want to let go of chaos and grasp onto the state, a phenomenon of tranquility. So we want to get rid of one and grab a more desirable state. But instead, we should try to practice in a way that in the state of chaos, you do not grasp onto either chaos or tranquility. You grasp onto neither state, then you will naturally realize that the true mind arises, which is in itself already empty and quiescent.
他有点像是柜台的人员跟你就是什么，就是跟你发脾气哈，你不用理他，你直接到 CEO 那边讲说，这个人明天全都不用上班了。
So it's a little bit like, when you deal with retailers and, if the cashier is giving you a hard time, you don't have to deal with the cashier. You go directly to the manager or to the CEO and say, you know, let that person go and don't tell them to come back to work next day. So you go directly to the source. It's more powerful that way.
哪个比较有效？就是讲跟 CEO 讲一讲，说明天就是啊，是现在请他就是什么，就是什么东西清一清，就不用上班了。
Which one is more effective, going directly to the source, to the power, or dealing with the cashier?
看起来是很无情嘛，其实那个 CEO 是谁？ CEO 就是你。
So this is an analogy. It may appear to be really ruthless, but what I'm really trying to say, the CEO or the manager is your mind.
你跟散乱的相，或是跟这一个烦恼心的相在搏斗，那你会很辛苦。那你直接去看看它的本质无相，那就什么，你根本就不用力啊，不用去跟那个相搏斗。
So it takes a lot of effort and tiresome to battle or wrestle with the state of chaos. But to understand the true nature of the mind, you realize you don't have to battle with those temporary phenomena. You go directly to the source, knowing that in itself is without characteristics, and it is already quiet and still.
所以在这里面不厌生死，不热涅槃啊，生死是种种现象，对不对？涅槃是什么？无形无相的的性。所以他是怎么样？他不会去把相摒除，但是他也不会就是说，我去专门取那个无形无相的性。他是在什么？有形有相的相当中看到他本质是无形无相的性。
So the next verse says, do not loathe birth and death, and do not rejoice in nirvana. So over here, birth and death is referring to phenomenon that arises and perishes, where nirvana is referring to the essence of our true nature. But this pair of verses is also telling us that we do not reject or grasp onto any particular phenomenon. Yet at the same time, you don't need to go after trying to grasp onto this so-called nature. Instead, amidst of all sort of phenomenon or all sort of chaos, you try to see the essence of your true nature.
也就是说，你在任何时间、任何种种的现象当中，这些现象都是在你的空寂的心或是涅槃的心里面发生。
In other words, no matter what kind of phenomena you experience, may it be chaos or tranquility, these are all phenomena that arises in your own mind.
所以就是在这个种种的现象当中发觉它都没有离开这个什么空寂的心。
So amidst of all these phenomena, you have to understand and experience that these phenomena has never departed from your empty and quiescent mind.
所以师父讲说什么空里什么有哭笑，或是可能以后讲讲哭笑里有空，然后什么无事忙中劳，或是忙中里是无事，这样子，这两者他一直什么，一直性跟相，两者都是什么，就是如什么如影随形。
So remember 师父's phrase that there's laughters and tears amidst of emptiness. You can actually change it, flip it, and say that amidst of tears and laughters, there's emptiness as well. So amidst of all these phenomena, there's this true nature, the emptiness.
所以禅宗有些祖师会讲说什么，如果找到一个什么不热不冷的什么境界啊，那禅宗祖师说在哪里？就在不冷不热的，不是什么非常冷非常热，他就讲说在如果在非常冷非常热的这些境界里面找到不冷不热的境界，那禅宗祖师讲说你要在哪里找？在非常冷非常热的境界里面找到什么不热不冷的境界。
So there's a saying in one of the Chan stories. How do you find the state of not hot, not too hot, not too cold when you are situated in extreme hotness or extreme coldness? And the answer is precisely in the state of extreme hotness or coldness, you have to, amidst of it, that's the key word, amidst of it, you have to find the state of not too hot and not too cold.
也就是说你要在种种的现象当中看到无形无相的什么的空寂的心。
In another word, it doesn't depart from phenomena. You have to find this quiescent mind that's free from characteristics exactly amidst of the phenomenon.
这就相当于我们讲色即是空，什么空即是色。
This is similar to what the Heart Sutra says, emptiness is precisely form, and form is precisely emptiness.
所以他不厌生死，不热涅槃。如果你讨厌生死， 你就是什么，你就把相当真。那如果你喜欢内盘，就变成没有功用的什么的内盘。
So that's why the verse says, "Do not loathe birth and death." If you loathe birth and death, then you actually have made the mistake of perceiving life and death, birth and death, as something real, as something fixed, and not just merely phenomenon. Similarly, do not rejoice in nirvana. If you grasp onto the concept or the state of nirvana, then it's no longer lively and flexible. It becomes fixed and stagnant.
所以后面讲就是无不能无，有不能有。
The next pair says, emptiness is not non-existence. Existence is not inherent existence.
那空寂，然后或是无形无相的心，它并不是什么功能都没有，它是有功能的。
So this true mind, which is quiet and quiescent, that's free from any characteristics, this mind is not lack of functions, does not lack any functions. It itself is full, it can exhibit all sorts of functions.
因为有不能有，就是有种种的现象，它不能说是永远有，否则的话，就完蛋了哈。
And the next phrase says, existence is not inherent existence. It's trying to explain that phenomenon, they do exist, but you cannot call it existing permanently. If it's permanent existence, then we will be doomed.
如果这个有就是永远有的话，那就是上面讲说，你过去生曾经死过的尸体，如果它都不腐烂哈。那喜马拉雅山也容纳不下去了。
So if we think that any sort of existence can be permanent, there's a saying in the sutra that if you think that way, then all the corpse accumulated from one person's past lives, it will pile up, and not even the Himalayan mountain will be able to contain it.
还有就是说，你过去生喝过的母奶啊，全部把它倒在一起，比太平洋还大。那到底你是喝了太平洋的奶呢，还是这一杯的奶一直重复
？So and similarly, the milk that you've nursed upon in all your past lives will, when you pull it together, if it's permanent existence, if you pull them all together, then it will be bigger than the volume of the Pacific Ocean. So the question is it all the, are you drinking this amount of nursed upon this Pacific Ocean of milk, or had it been the same milk that's been recycled over and over?
所以你说，哇，就是你喝过奶就像太平洋大，其实它事实上你可能弄了，搞不好就是一杯而已，一直重复什么 recycle。
So, had it been a permanent existence, then it would be a Pacific Ocean kind of amount of milk. But it may just be the same amount of milk that just keep being recycled over and over.
我们太空人这个到太空去的时候，是喝尿的，你们晓不晓得？
Well, you know that astronauts go into the space in the space shuttle, what they drink is actually a recycled urine from themselves.
我们喝不喝尿？我们也喝尿，我们只是你要排了以后，经过大地再什么过滤以后再弄过去。你以为是水，其实就是滤过，用大地滤过的一个尿啊。
Do we drink urine ourselves? Yeah, we do. It's except that it has gone through the sewage and gone around, evaporated, and it be filtered by the earth.And then becomes the rain. That's what we drink. But you think that you're drinking rainwater or water.
是不是都是那些水在什么，在重复使用，只是它没有在过滤的过程当中，你没有看清楚而已啊。
It's the same amount of liquid, the water, that's being recycled over and over. Except that we're not aware of the filtering system that it goes through.
所以就是什么，就是有跟无。像是一体的东西。
So this goes into showing that non-existence and existence, they are the two sides of the same token.
所以就是行住坐卧心不动摇，一切时中或无所得。
The next phrase says, if in all situations of walking, standing, sitting and lying your mind is unwavering, then in every moment you obtain the unattainable.
行住坐卧这个外相是不一样的啊，但是我们的内心基本上是这些外相有变化，可是我们内心是不动的。实际上就是内心是什么？心的本身是无相的。
So walking, standing, sitting, and lying, these all exhibit different sort of physical form, different phenomenon. But the mind itself doesn't waver, it doesn't change. The mind itself is free from any forms or characteristics.
只有无相的心才能够让有相的现象一直在什么表现，那只有不动的心才能够让动的现象发生。
So because the mind itself is free from characteristics and it doesn't exhibit any particular form, because of this, so it allows it the manifestations of all phenomenons and the change, the phenomenons to change. It's because of this empty nature, this formless nature that allows the manifestations of forms.
如果你跟一个人，就说你时速也是二十公里，另外一个人也是二十公里，你同样跑的话，你看他的话，他有没有跑？
So, if you're running at 20 miles an hour and another person is also running at 20 miles an hour, if you run together, when you look at this person, does this person appear to be running or not running?
其实是没有动，就像车子两个人，两部车子的速度一样，你发现这两部车子是什么？都没有在移动。
So when two vehicles are going the same speed, you appears that both vehicles are not moving to...in relation to each other.
所以就是当我们发觉有现象有在动的话，其实一定要有一个不动的心来做基础，你才能够感觉现象的动。
So this is trying to explain that the fact that we see things come and go, arises and perishes, that's because our mind itself is unmoving. The unmoving mind is relatively able to observe the changing phenomenon.
所以就是说，在行住坐的种种现象当中，你往内看它是不动的，那往外看它是动的，那相当于我们在坐车，你往窗外看，就有你发觉这个什么窗外的风的那个什么这些什么山啊树啊一直在挥，对不对？那你往内看，结果什么？你根本就不动了。
So amidst the phenomena of walking, standing, sitting, and lying, the phenomena are changing, but the mind, the inner, when you look within, it doesn't change, it doesn't waver, it doesn't move. So it's just like when you are sitting in a car driving somewhere, when you look outside, as when the car is moving, all the sceneries keep changing. But when you look within, sitting inside, it doesn't move.
那接下来，一切时中或无所得，那假设你可以知道说所有的东西都是你感知的东西，全部都是你感知的东西，那你要得到什么？
The next phrase says that then in every moment you obtain the unattainable. This goes in showing that when everything is illuminated, all phenomena that we observe are illuminated by the mind and it's part of the mind, manifestations of the mind. When everything is illuminated by the mind, then what is there in particular that you need to grasp after?
如果全世界的财物都是你的，请问你是富有还是贫穷？
So of all the wealth in the world, if it all belongs to you already, it's all perceived by your mind, thenAre you, in fact, rich or poor?
全世界的财富，全世界的人民都是你的。那你要告诉谁讲说，非常富有，你们都是我的，会不会这样讲？是不是？你天天这样讲啊，天天在讲，你讲了半天还是什么？有没有增加？有没有减少？
So, all the people in this world and all the wealth in the world is part of your mind. And if you keep saying that to other people, oh, you're all mine, I'm super rich, does it change? Does it really change anything?
但事实上没有啊，事实上我只有我可以操控这个身体的样子。
But based on our experience, that's not true. All that we have control over is our physical body. That's currently our understanding and experience.
那如果说你是像那些禅师啊，他们就是什么？上次有讲过，有人可能听不太懂，就是有身体的用，但是没有什么身体的相，可能就比较容易了解。有身体的用，没有身体的相。
But so another example would be for the patriarchs, they exhibit the functions of the mind, the function of the body, of the physical body, but the body doesn't have exhibit any particular form.
就是说，譬如说你现在你把这个身体，那等一下我们吃饭嘛，你把这个身体哈。就弄到下面去吃饭，对不对？可是你不感觉，你不会起一个身体相下去，你不会感觉身体的相下去了，就是有身体的用，没有身体的相。
What does this mean? That means when we go downstairs to eat lunch in half an hour or so, you move your physical body to go downstairs to eat, but in your mind, your understanding should be that there's not a physical body that I had moved to go downstairs to eat.
所以他们有时候，等下你们吃饭哈，你们知道吗？吃饭是什么意思？吃饭就是什么，把本来在身体外面的食物，然后放在身体里面，是位置不一样而已。
So when we eat lunch, try to observe this. What does eating really mean? It's merely moving the food from outside of the body to inside the body.
那等一下里面有东西又丢到身体外面，其实从整体来讲是什么？有没有增减
？And then later on, after some time, that you throw something out from your body. But in the grand scheme of thing, is there any? Do you add anything or subtract anything?
没有，全部都是你啊！你以身体为友才会觉得说啊，我排泄了。那、啊、如果是整体的身体是你，那你有排泄？
So nothing is added or subtracted because if you feel the physical body, you take that as you, then yes, of course, there's food coming in and then I get rid of some waste. There's that sense of that. But everything is already the manifestation of the true mind. In that case, when everything is already you, what's there to add and to subtract? It's just merely moving things from one place to another.
我们身体听说有七兆的固元哈、啊，所以固元就是什么？就是细菌哈、啊，就是没有经过你同意就跑进来的哈、
啊。So I think there's some sort of number. There are 70 billion bacteria in our body or viruses in our physical body.
这个是就是没有正式啊，正式。叫什么？就十倍啦，要有十倍，那这就是不属于正式的固元的啊，就是那正式的固元就是细胞嘛啊，那些细菌有一天离开了，你会不会觉得它离开了？不会啊，那只是在身体外面的而已啊。
So the phrase was 70 billion employees.In your physical body, which is 10 times more than your actual number of cells. So you have these authorized, documented employee, which are the cells, as well as 10 times more, which are bacteria and viruses. These are undocumented employees. One day when they leave your body, are you going to feel it?
就是如果有一天你里面的这些细菌、哦、大家讲好了，明天全部罢工，全部离开。
If one day all these undocumented employees inside your body, they have reached some sort of agreement and to go on a strike, what's going to happen?
它就有点像是什么，就是什么移民，回到台湾去，回到中国去了，就进来这样子而已啊，对不对？
And it's sort of like just immigrants moving in and out of the country.
像 你有没有得到？一个是细菌跑出去叫做湿气，那进来就得到，有没有？
So is there any sense of obtaining something, getting them, or not losing them when the as the bacteria go in and out of your body?
你以身体为你，为你的话，你就会觉得有得有失。如果身体跟外在的所有的现象都是你的话，这时候有没有得跟失？没有的。
If you perceive the body as you, this physical body as you, then yes, there's a sense of losing or gaining. But if everything, all phenomenon is you, then there's no such thing as losing something or gaining something.
哎，我们的心就是没那么大，所以还记得不汗衫还是实德，他讲说什么大地什么为床，有没有？然后山为什么枕头，然后营为什么这个蚊帐。
So, my mind is not as grand as that, but I remember there's a patriarch in the past, maybe Master Han Shan, that said the great earth will be my bed, and the mountains will be my pillow, and the sky will be my comforter. Would be my net, mosquito net.
所以如果你心就是什么，你不去抓起任何相的话，你就会感觉到说什么，你根本就是无得无失。
If your mind does not dwell or grasp onto any particular phenomenon, then you will eventually realize that there's no sense of gaining something or losing something.
所以这个三世诸佛就是要教导教子啊，那是不是子啊？就是那个宗旨的旨啊，就这样来在教导如师教子如师。
So everything that we've talked about so far.The teaching of the Buddhas of the three periods of past, present, and future are just like this. This is what they taught.
你如果能够懂也可以用的话，那你来这边听就很值得了。
If you understand this concept and are actually able to apply them and use them in your daily life, then your time here is very worthwhile.
接下来我们最后一段呢，就是护法以传一，菩萨慈悲地相传授，至世尊灭后。七殿二十八祖共传无著之心。
And the next stanza says, "This is what the compassionate bodhisattvas have passed on from one to another. After the parinirvana of the world honored one, the 28 ancestral patriarchs of India all transmit the mind of non-abiding."
对，这意思说菩萨就是。体验到这些心的人，他们看到我们每个人的心都跟活菩萨一样，所以就希望来告诉大家，那从印度，好，那经过我们这什么，是从佛陀开始传到什么迦舍阿难，那到第二十八祖是菩提达摩，然后再到我们的中国，六祖是什么？是三十三组，那到现在大概，像我们说什么临济宗就有什么，五十几代，那他们就是所有人讲的都是什么，都讲这个无助的心，但是他们在讲那个句子的传法的句的时候，会不同的面向去形容它。
So this part is basically saying that for those people who have understood, they have become enlightened and understood these concepts, they are compassionate and they pass it on. And from the time of the Buddha, the lineage was 28 generations in India. And then later on, Bodhidharma passed it on to bring it to China. Within the Lingji lineage, there are about... 50 some generations, and what is it that they pass down? What they pass down is this mind of non-abiding.
他们共传这个无住的心，那同说如来的知见啊。那这颗无住的心是大家都有的，不管你用对用错，都是这个心永远是处在一种无住，它不停留在。任何现象的，他不会去执着任何现象。
So all these patriarchs and bodhisattvas, they transmit the mind of non-abiding and the discourse on the knowing and seeing of the Tathagatas. So what is this mind of non-abiding? At any times, it doesn't grasp onto any phenomenon.
那同样的心，但是我们的知见就跟佛陀不一样。佛陀、祖师他们不会把现象切割为有我有你有好有坏，那这样的他这样的知见跟我们众生就不一样。我们众生心是无助的心，但是我们会抓取什么你所感知的现象，切割为恶，有一个现象是我，有一个现象是什么？是外面的东西。
So the mind that we have is in nature exactly the same as the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, which is non-abiding. But no matter how we use it correctly or incorrectly, with correct view or not, the mind remains the same of non-abiding. And so for Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the way they use this mind is they do not separate it into the subject and the object or the self as and others. And they do not grasp onto any particular phenomenon. But whereas us regular sentient beings, we grasp onto selectively onto particular phenomenons and then further make divisions into the self and others.
那至于达摩借此为出地相传相地代相承，疑经不解，所传密教要借得人，如王祭诸终不忘矣。那福德智慧两种庄严，行解相应，方能建立。
Continuing the verse, until the arrival of Bodhidharma to China, who became the first Chan patriarch of this land. This transmission of non-abiding mind has been passed down through successive generations, without interruption to this day. The transmission of the secret teaching depends on the appropriate person. Like the pearl in the king's top knot, that can never be given to the wrong person. Merit and wisdom are two types of adornment, which are established when practice and understanding correspond to one another.
达摩刚才我们讲过，达摩来这边传，传到现在一直传下去，那这种传要靠人，不能靠什么？靠看不见的什么？的鬼神啊？为什么要传？为什么要传给人？不是靠鬼神。
So, like I said earlier, this teaching has been passed down from the Bodhidharma to China, and there are many generations that has passed since then. But this teaching has to be transmitted to human beings. It cannot be passed on and rely on spiritual beings or ghosts to transmit this teaching. Why is that?
因为人是可以找到了，对不对？说这个人是在哪里，那我们可以去看看说上网去查，对不对？那如果是一个临界众生，网上能不能查到啊？
It has to be a human being because human beings has physical forms. You can actually find someone. Whereas for spiritual beings, it's hard to find. You can't Google them and find them.
所以我们有些人说他这个是什么？是一个看不见的什么来教他的哈？这一个你有没有办法知道他的底细？
So when some people tell you that, oh, I learned something from this spiritual being, someone that came to me and just gave me the teaching, you sort of have to question it because for something like that, do you really know what that being is? Do you know the background of that being? Can you look it up?
你如果运气好，他是好心的，可能就没什么问题啊。那如果是他是什么？他是里面有错误的，其实你也没有办法什么。没有跟他应对，说来来来，我觉得有问题，你过来，那我们讨论一下子。通常不是，通常你是什么被动的什么，被动的接收的。
So in those cases, when someone claims there is a you know celestial beings or something, it's problematic because you cannot check on that being and cannot sanctify the understanding and confirm the understanding. And at best, you receive whatever teaching passively. And had this been a benevolent being, then it will probably be less problematic, but you really don't know what's behind what is claimed.
如果说有个人要跟你做生意，可是你不知道他长成什么样子。 他可以联络你，但是你没有办法联络到他。你要不要跟他做生意？
So similarly, when you try to conduct business with someone, this person can contact you. Don't know what this person looks like, and this person can contact you, but you cannot reach that person. Would you go ahead with this business deal?
就是说你要跟他写，一定是什么？你可以找到的，那就是既有什么？既有就是说是双方是可以互动的。
So whoever you want to learn from, study under, it has to be someone that you can actually find, locate, and you can actually have interaction bidirectionally with that person.
所以我们像禅宗就是从头到尾当中没有说传给一个临界众生再传过来没有。
And that's why within the Chan lineage, there has never been an incident where the teaching is transmitted to a spiritual being, and then the spiritual being then transmitted back to a human being. It had never happened like that.
如果我们传给您这种，叫做我们这一条脉什么断掉了。
Had it been transmitted to a spiritual being, then we would call that the lineage had broken.
那这个传这个的话，这个其实传这个就是什么？ 胡德智慧，就是我们的心性其实具足什么胡跟慧，还有是什么这一个心跟解。So
when the teaching is transmitted, what is transmitted? There's the merit and wisdom. That is the manifestation of our true mind. At the same time, there's also the element of practice and understanding. Both has to correspond.
你透过祖师的传法，然后你认识到你的自己的本来的心性，这个叫做智慧。 然后你透过这个自信本性，然后不断的让有缘的人也开发他的智慧德性，那这里面就要修种种的什么什么四摄，什么六波罗蜜，那这个叫做什么？叫做慧，叫做不是叫做福，叫做什么？无漏的福。那当你的智这个你所有的众生交到的是什么？ 完全所有的众生，你都结了无量无边的福，那就是我们叫福德智慧圆满。那这个东西，福德智慧圆满，就是他们叫这样，就是等于这个叫我们叫这叫叫做庄严，福德智慧庄严。So
by learning about the teaching, you reach an understanding and actually experience the understanding. Then that's called having gaining the wisdom, and then from this place of wisdom that you try to reach out to as many sentient beings as possible and try to also benefit them with this understanding, pass it on to them. And in this process, then you have to practice all methods, like the six paramitas and other methods of reaching, delivering sentient beings. And then after having created good affinities with boundless sentient beings, then eventually both merit and wisdom reach perfection.
然后这些我们是用嘴巴讲的，那就叫解。然后你听了以后，听懂以后，你必须实践跟这个解相应，就是说，你的GPS是正确的，然后你上高速公路，你所走的路都要跟什么？ 跟GPS相应，那叫行解相应，那最后才能够什么？才能够福德什么圆满。So,
whatever that's being taught right now through speech or through words, this is trying to create an understanding. But after you have understood, you have to actually try to practice it. It's like having a GPS and driving on the road. Whatever path that you go on has to correspond and match the GPS exactly. And so that's then practicing both understanding and practice, establishing both, and eventually reaching the perfection of wisdom and merit.
接下来，一为法性，法为一宗，唯子依法相传，更无别法。内传心印，印其本心；外传袈裟，将表宗旨。非一不传一法，非法不受一一。一是法性之一，法是无生之法。
The next part says, the robe is the entrustment of the Dharma. The Dharma is the principle behind the robe. The only significance is the continual transmission of the robe and the Dharma. There's no other transmission apart from this. The internal transmission of the mind is the mind's seal. The sanctification and conforms to the original mind. The external transmission is this kasaya robe. This symbolizes and expresses the principle. Not possessing the robe, there can be no Dharma transmission. Not transmitting the Dharma, there can be no conferring of the robe. The robe testifies of the entrustment of the Dharma. This Dharma is the unborn Dharma.
那这个禅宗从五祖传给六祖有一，然后接下来就没有一了哈。那时候是要用一来证明他真的得法啊，得法以后他再传给下一代的话，就是什么，就是我们叫师师什么相传。那师师相传，他最主要就是要什么，要靠比如说你听的法，那你体验的法跟我体验的话是不是完全一样，那就完全一样，那我就传给你。所以那时候就不需要一了，但是需要有一个有传承的老师给你证明。
So in the Chan lineage, the fifth patriarch passed on a robe, an actual robe, to the sixth patriarch. But from the sixth patriarch on, there is no the passing of an actual robe anymore. Instead, it's from one person to another, from one master to another, to the next, they have to compare their understanding and their practice experience to witness and sanctify the next person's understanding to make sure it's actually accurate. So even though there's no passing of the physical robe, two people still have to double check or confirm their understanding in order for the Dharma to be passed on.
所以说如果说你如果是 正宗的禅宗，你就问他说啊，你的传承是谁，可以一直追的。所以在这边如果有一个东西不清楚，表示什么，你这传承是什么是有问题的。所以要冒充传宗啊，禅宗的人就是到最后就会什么，就会什么露馅是吧。
So in the Chan lineage, it has to be confirmed and has to pass on from one person with holding the lineage to the next. So in Chan, when someone says they have attained something, you can actually check their lineage and you can go back to trace back to the previous patriarchs. And if something doesn't check out, then you know that maybe it's not quite what the person said it is.
所以禅宗有一个禅师啊，你要问他说你的传人是谁，他讲了半天，他说是释迦牟尼佛。我说释迦牟尼佛已经不在了，他怎么传给你？
So there was someone that I encountered before where I asked who is your lineage master, and this person actually said it's from Shakyamuni Buddha. And my response to that is Shakyamuni Buddha is no longer available. You can't reach this person, so that cannot be a proper lineage.
所以就是你在传法的，就是你的内在的体验啊，跟禅师的体验。其实那个体验是说你看待这些事情的一个知见完全一样，然后并不是真的说师讲说什么经验，不是，那是一个你的 你的那个知见完全转过来的，那禅师透过讲话，不断的讲话，不断的互动的话，就会化解你的知见是不是有没有完全跟他一样？那一样以后，这个时候的知见不是什么，不是观念上的知见，是体验上的知见。那这时候他就有什么，就是证明你得到这个知见。但是为了就是，有时候我们就说，为了要有个凭据，说以前就弄个袈裟，那现在像师父有时候会穿，就会穿一个什么，一个什么幔衣给他们呢？那通常是会，如果是法师的话，可能就是什么，就有写那个什么传承。
So this process of seeking confirmation and double checking with one another, what they are checking, confirming, trying to compare and is understanding to see if you view things from the same vantage point, that the two match up exactly. So it's a kind of experiential type of understanding. It's not intellectual. It's not merely from what you read and heard. It's actually experiencing and embody that understanding. And through interaction, continuous interaction with one another, you will find out whether this understanding, this view actually match perfectly or not. If so, then the lineage can be passed on. And so in the past, they tried to symbolize this passing down lineage by using an actual physical robe. And this is not always used these days. For Shifu, he confirms your understanding by giving you a robe. And if it's Sangha, left on person, then monastic, then there may be written down on the chart of lineage.
所以就是说你的知见，体验的知见没有这样的知见，他不会传给你。那不是这样的一个什么知见，他也不会传话给你。
So if the understanding and the view do not correspond perfectly, does not match up, then the teaching, the Dharma, would not be passed on to you, nor would the robe be passed on to you.
那就是等于是这边是讲一，现在没有一，就是说你这个知见就代表这个法真的法的一个什么一个一，然后那一个这个法就是无生之法。
So your understanding, your view, because these days there isn't a physical robe, so your actual understanding is this robe, which is surrounding the Dharma, the teaching, and this teaching is the unborn Dharma of non-abiding.
也就是说我们就是众生本寂的什么，就是空寂的空性，还有就是不离空性所产生的什么种种的，我们叫做种种的现象叫法。
So this unborn Dharma is sentient beings, nature, intrinsic nature, which is still empty and quiescent. And it's this Dharma that's being passed on. And this mind, this nature, at the same time, has the ability to manifest it, all sorts of functions.
那最后一个是无生即无希望，乃是空寂之心，知空寂而了法身，了法身而真解脱。
The end of the text is this verse where the unborn is not fictitious. It is the mind of emptiness and quiescent. To know emptiness and quiescence is to realize the Dharmakaya. To realize the Dharmakaya is true liberation.
只有无生才不会有希望啊，不是希望啊。
It's only because it's unborn, so there's no illusion and it's not fictitious.
只要有，我们很多人会这个会觉得希望是不好或怎么样，可是这边希望的意思是说，它暂时浮出来，那什么不会永远的存在，所以叫做妄，并不表示没有。妄是不会永恒的存在。
When we talk about illusion, illusory, usually people think of it as a bad thing. But over here, what it's trying to capture is the impermanent nature of things, where things arise and will not exist permanently forever. It will eventually perish. And this is kind of illusory nature that we're trying to capture here.
那我们这个心上就是什么都没有，但是它可以产生种种的功能，那就是什么空寂的心，但是它本身任何时间都是无声，就像海水跟波浪，波浪变化有，可是海水从来没有什么没有声啊，或是没。
So the mind itself is unborn, and at all time it's empty and quiescent. Yet it has the ability to give rise to all sorts of functions. So again, going back to the analogy of the ocean and the waves, the ocean itself, the body of the ocean never changes. It doesn't arise or perish.
那知空寂而了法身，就是你知道那个空寂的心。你这种体验到这空寂的心，那就是等于了，就是也是明了，明了你的法身，就法身无相，然后无不相。
So once you have actually experienced and understood this emptiness and quiescence, then you realize the Dharma Kaya, which in itself is free from characteristics, and at the same time it's not formless either.
然后你了，就是明了法身才是真正的解脱。那其实就是我们一直永远是在什么解脱的状态之下。
And once you realize the Dharmakaya, your true mind, then it's a true liberation. But on the other hand, currently we are already constantly in the state of liberation.
那禅宗有时候会比较讲说，其实它没有什么解脱不解脱，它就是这个样子。
So in Chan, in the school of Chan, usually the way we talk about it is there's really no such thing as liberation or not liberation. It's just the way it is.
唯一的就是说我们法身无相，但是我们用这个无相的法身去执着什么有相的现象，那就是什么得啊失啊，那就是什么生啊灭啊，那就是看不到，就是你的法身一直从来什么没有生灭，没有得失。
The Dharmakaya, the Dharma body, it doesn't arise or perish. The issue is we use this Dharma body, this true nature, to grasp onto selective phenomena. And by doing so, it gives the appearance, perception of arising, perishing, coming and going. But whereas the true nature itself has never arises nor perished.
所以讲完了。
Now we are done.
那应该讲多少会有受用啦，那我们下次会讲楞严经，其实这都是同一个系列的，那你听不懂就来多听啦，就是什么一边卡什么卡过的人黑啊。
So, after all this time, hopefully you have derived some benefit from it. There should be, and little or more.And we're going to continue on to talk about the Surigama Sutra. That will be the next series. But it's really the same line of thought, similar concept. And doesn't matter how much you understand the talk, just keep coming back and listen to it. And there's a saying in Taiwanese that if you stand by the stage, if you stand there for a long time, the spot become yours.That means that you will eventually arrive at an understanding.
我记得师父曾经讲说，你如果你坐在这边，然后人家笑你也笑哈，啊，人家听懂你好像也拍手啊，那都会有用的。
It's just like 师父 has said in the past that if you sit amid the audience, when other people laugh, you laugh. When people understood, you clap and you applaud as well. Does that work? Yes, you will derive some benefit from it. It will. Something will rub off from it as well.
最怕的是你只是来庄严一次而已，你没有办法来庄严两年三年了。
The only problematic part is only if you come once and you don't continue to come. So you have to continue 2-3 years, just continue coming.
我在台湾那个安和婚宴曾经碰到有一个人，他每次都来听， 我以为他听得懂了，结果他，去年还前年，他跟他讲说，其实他全部是听不懂的哈、啊，但是看到他好像说好、啊、听得津津有味了，原来是在庄严道场。
So I've met a person at Anhe Fenyuan in Taiwan, where this person had actually come to all my talks in the past years, and I thought this person understood a lot, but this person actually said to me that I didn't understand anything. Yet, when I see that person's face in the audience, he was nodding and smiling, seems to be enjoying himself.
但是他告诉我，他说，虽然听不懂，但是什么心中的妈妈好像懂了，那对他的生活上是有帮助的。
And that person said that even though he's not quite sure how much he understood, but he seemed to have finally grasped the concept of the mom in your mind is not the same mom, the real mom. Understanding this concept and actually applying it to everyday life and have derived some benefit from it.
所以你来这边庄严道场不会白做，至少训练你的什么恒心嘛，耐心嘛，对不对？
So if you only come here to adorn the temple and to participate as an audience, it's still not in vain. At least you are already training your persistence, your diligence to push on.
你就听不懂，还能够这样坐上三年了，比那个听懂的人你功夫还厉害。
If you feel that you don't really understand a thing, but you're still able to stay here for 3 years, then it means that your skill and your persistence is even superior than those that understood.
你的耐心跟恒心已经比那些什么、哦、那些人还强了。
Your patience and persistence diligence is even better than others.
所以你们希望你们继续训练你们的耐心跟恒心。
So I encourage you to at least continue to train your patience and determination.
哦、好，阿弥陀佛。
Thank you, 阿弥陀佛。